Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Above and Beyond with celebrity psychic medium, Grant Collier. Grant will take you through his knowledge of the spirit world alongside some amazing guests. So get dialing and get a reading on today's show by dialing 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611 and prefix 001. If you're calling from outside the USA. And now, please welcome your host, Grant Collier.
Hello, guys, and welcome to another Friday edition of Above and Beyond with myself, Grant Collier. Welcome to 2013. And I've got to say to you, I think that, you know, pretty much this 2013 has given me a real buzz of energy. And I've got so much of energy coming forwards with different projects and things coming up this year. It's been absolutely amazing. And I know that the shows that we've had over the last couple of nights have been amazing too. I've been listening to some of them shows and we've had some amazing guests on. I know Sarah May had the lovely James as well, all the way from Australia on last night, and that was a fantastic show. Good to hear that they're all getting involved and everyone's really enjoying the energy of what's happening so far within 2013. Now, what is 2013 about? Well, numerological, it is a number 6 year. Number 6 year, what does that mean to us as a whole? Well, the positives in number 6 and the number 6 year is about balance. It's about self-sacrifice, imagination, and ability to use your imagination. So you're really going to feel like you want to get out there and do things, and this positive vibe is going to give you this buzz of energy. Now, you're going to be sitting there going, well, I haven't really felt that yet. What you've got to remember also with when we go into New Year's, I've always said that March will be this lift of energy and this positive energy will come forward. When we look at the Chinese New Year, then we're looking around the end of February where these energies start to raise up. So you're going to start to feel them energies around that new time of the Chinese New Year. The negatives, there's always negatives with a few positives, and I've got to bring these forward as well. You will find that you're probably easily stressed this year. Well, you know, with the ability to use your imagination, you can understand that you're going to get stressed around the things. Restlessness. Well, the restlessness is because of the projects that you're going to want to feel that you want to get going. May that be within the energy of relationships, house moves, home moves, work situations, and also complex within the energy of all this as well. So it's going to be quite a complex year. You're going to find that there's going to be new energies coming forward this year within the energy of projects, work, relationships, new people, new friendship. So all in all, it's not really a bad thing that these negatives have around it. It actually feels that this is just part of the process of what we're going to be going into. So I'm feeling that 2013 is going to be a very, very complex but very, very positive year for all of us. What we also got to remember is number 6 also can relate to house, home and family. What it means is that you'll probably be very much closer to the energy of family and the doings around family. So look out for that as well. Okay, now there's a few things I want to promote as well before we introduce my lovely guest I have on for this evening. And if you have the energy to go out there and pick up a Spirit and Destiny magazine this month, and this month for the March edition, for this month's January edition, Spirit and Destiny, they are doing an article on my good friend Robin Lowne, the palmist, and it's The Secrets of Palmistry. It's Seeing Life in Your Hands. If you flick through there's a lovely article about this man, around about 5 or 6 pages on him actually, all knowing about the secrets of palmistry and how you can sort of look into your own hand. So that's something to go and grab off the shelf and have a look at because it's going to be interesting. Just to let you know, guys, myself, I am going to be coming up in the March edition of Fate and Fortune magazine. That will be coming out in you'll probably find that it's on the shelf normally a month before. So you probably look at that in February, and you'll find that the March edition's out there already. You know, out there already around that month. That month of February, okay? So look out for that as well. Now, Robin Lowe, you can also get hold of him and look out and check him out on his website, which is www.robinlowe.com. That's LOWN.com. The great man himself. Doing a lot of work with Robin this year. You know, I've always liked Robin's energy. He's a lovely guy, so I'm looking at doing a lot with him this year. Can't wait for that. Going to be fantastic. Now, I do have a guest that I have worked alongside doing events. She's a personal friend of mine. This lady's always busy, but I'm not going to introduce her quite yet, because we're going to have a piece of music before I introduce her fully. But let me tell you this. What has this lady not done within the energy of mediumship and going out there across the world? And not only that, within the energy of bringing the messages through, teaching within the energy of the way that she, you know, to other people, the energy of what she's learned over the years, direct from spirit. So this is one to really look out for, guys. So like I say, and I always say this, go and grab yourself a cup of coffee, put your feet up, listen to this first piece of music. Now, I love this piece of music. This piece of music will really set the mood for all of you. It's one that really touches me, and it goes a little something like this.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 074-11-168-396 or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
There you go, the lovely Mike Davis there, and that's a lovely... we're all going to get together. That's a lovely time when we're all going to get together down in Cardiff. Keep your ears pinned back for that, and keep listening to the advert that's coming up for that, and that will be played after every song on the show, so keep your eyes. So if you've missed out on a few things there and you think, when was the date? Just keep listening, guys, because that will be played right up to the energy of the event. So, yeah, there you go. Now, I played that piece of music before. It was a lovely piece of music that was made famous by the film Gladiator. It's now called... Now We Are Free. The reason why I picked that is because we had a real sort of dramatic year of blockages where people felt very blocked, frustrated, and I feel now that 2013 and what within the energy of what the Mayans talked about within the energy of, you know, the change or this new energy of coming forward, this is what I feel that they're talking about. We are now free to go forward and put this energy as a combined and find out what's coming in for ourselves solely through the energy of spirit. And I know that that would relate to a lot of you guys out there that are going through this shift and where this shift has been over the last sort of couple of months. Okay, now, I promised you an amazing guest. We did have her the other week. Through technical problems, which was no fault of our own, we couldn't really get to the energy of where we wanted to complete the energy of the interview and see this amazing lady with her gift and the way that she puts this gift across with her work. She's a very good friend of mine, a dear soul, a beautiful energy. It's the lovely Brenda Cottenham. Brenda, are you there, darling?
Yes, I'm here, Grant.
Hello there. Brenda, it's amazing to have you on the show. And I've got to say to you, you know, you're such a worker, a trooper for spirit. I want to talk a little bit about yourself and know a little bit about you more, because I know you very well, but I don't know much about where things start. So I want to find out a little bit more about you. So how long have you been working with the energy of spirit now?
Since I was 5 years old, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am now.
Okay, so we're only looking at around about 20 years then, are we?
Oh, sure. But may I say, can I take this opportunity to say Happy New Year to all my friends in Massachusetts, also in France, Spain, where I work every year. And, hi, hello, Happy New Year to you too.
And Happy New Year to you as well. And I know that you're always busy, and I know you were busy through the last couple of years, Brenda. But I think that's a contradiction to the amount of energy you put out there across not just here in England, across Spain, America. And we'll go into that in a little while. But, you know, I want to talk about you as a whole, and then we'll find out a little bit about where you've worked and what you've done. So we go. Your gift. Now, you are a medium. And you directly work with the energy of spirit. Do you use tools as well, or is it just direct message?
Well, the strange thing is, when I first started, no, I didn't use anything at all. It was just what spirit talking to me. Now I do, for some strange reason, spirit have put me on to using crystals.
Yeah.
And pendulum, for some reason, when I'm doing private messages. when I'm on the platform, no, I don't use them. So what they're playing at, I don't know, and I don't ask.
No. And I think that's the best way, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, with the gift, I mean, prominently, are you clairaudient, or do you use all three senses, like clairsentient, clairvoyant? Do you get it all?
Got four of them, yeah.
Oh, well, and are you claircognizant as well, yes?
Yeah.
Because, I think for everybody out there, they're intrigued. In the way that we connect with the energy of spirit. And I know you're fantastic at just like literally, talking to them like they're next to you, and this is something that I admire in the energy of a person with such an amazing gift like yours. And I know that, it's taken you to a lot of places and you've met a lot of people, and I know you read for celebrities and there's people there that you obviously can't mention for confidentiality reasons. But can you let people know exactly the sort of people that you do sort of read for and where it's taking you?
Oh, gosh. I've worked for Hollywood stars, television people, right across the board, really.
Uh-huh.
Dare I say politics. But, of course, you've got the confidentiality. People ought to know, first of all, before I start speaking, I have had a brain hemorrhage, so it does affect my speech somewhat. And no, I haven't been on the bottle.
I think the thing is, it's amazing that you've gone through that, and you're still out there for everybody else, and you're there for spirit,
I know, they sent me back out after I'd had it, and I thought, hey, my time's come, just private readings and that's it, and they said, no way, Jose, you're back out there.
Well, they do, don't they?
Yes, quite.
And the funny thing is, sometimes when we are feeling low within our energy, it's amazing what spirit does for us when we're actually doing the readings. We start to feel a bit better in ourselves.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I couldn't believe it. When I actually sent up the word to spirit, okay, what you got for me now?
Yeah.
And they said, well, you're going back on the circuit. I said, you've got to be joking. How the hell? My back's up the wall. Everything is up the wall. My brain's blown up.
Yeah.
What do you want now? And they said, you're going to go carrying on now.
This is the thing with you. You are a trooper. I know that for you, you're here, there, and everywhere. Every time I'm on Facebook, Brenda, you're another church, you're at another event, you're always working, you never stop. And I know that, you've gone through all this, let's put it this way, you don't get a 5 weeks to yourself, do you?
No, but put it this way, Grant, do I look like somebody's got malfunction?
Not at all. Your energy is absolutely amazing. I think there's a lot of people that can learn a lot of a lady like yourself, but, at the end of the day, this work is something that you're dedicated to. It's something that is always been full time for you, because that's why spirit are. And even when we go through these low times or have these things go against us, you're there for the other people, and that's an amazing energy to have. And I think that people can learn a lot from that.
Well, if I tell you this, Grant, from the very beginning, from when I was a young child, I have been through things right through my life, and if I hadn't been, I couldn't get up on that rostrum and say to somebody, I know how you feel if I haven't been through it.
Well, absolutely. I think this is critical to the energy of the work that we do. If people haven't experienced some of the things that people go through, then I think this is where spirit, not connecting with us, even if we haven't gone through things, but at least we have an understanding with the process.
Yeah, but even so then, Grant, you've been through things.
Yes.
But then, maybe I'm more open than some mediums. I don't care now. It's not that I don't care, but I'm willing to speak about my things. Some people still like to keep theirs back. That's good for them. But I don't mind if someone comes to me and says, I get through a reading that they've been through the same thing I have.
Yeah.
It's different from men to women.
Well, this is it. And I think, I know we touched on the last show when you was there was some real major bad times for you. your life going through the early stages?
Not only just the early stages, love. Not just the early stages, right up until 2006.
Wow.
And things happening then. And I came through that.
And
I thought, oh, well, that's it. I'll just go on with doing my one-to-ones. And, oh, no, Spirit had other, you know, no, you're not. You're going back. And they made sure, big time. And one very renowned medium said to me, keep your hat on, love. Put a pin through it. Because, my God, you're going out there. And that was Billy Cook.
By that, Brenda.
Absolutely. So I've got, I mean, my history is, I mean, let's face it, when you say you're from Romani Gypsy stock, people think you sit on the end of the pier and tell your future. And we're not into that. And when someone says to me, oh, well, I meet my my boy, best boyfriend, and I said, yeah, he'd probably be a dark, tall, handsome stranger with a tall, dark, leggy blonde with him. And if I say, if you're coming to me for that, my love, then you're wasting your time.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. this is the thing, see. You know, it's just strange. Now, listen, we do have a little surprise here, Brenda. Because we got the lovely Mike Davis here on the line as well. Another great medium, another fantastic medium. That wants to come in and just say hello. This is a man that also admires your work of where you're going. So we got him here. Hello, we've got Mike on the line. Mike, are you there?
I am, Grant. Hi, how are you doing?
I do really feel great on the show. I think we might have a bit of an echo.
Yeah, we have Brenda. Hi, Brenda, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Mike.
Okay, Brenda, can I just ask you to do me one favour a minute?
Yeah, sure.
And I don't really want to ask you this on air, but I've just sent you a friend's request on Skype. Can you please add me?
On Skype? How do I do that?
Okay, on your left hand side, there should be an orange thing flashing up the top.
Orange? No, there isn't.
It will say, it will be on contacts, Brenda.
On the actual Skype page?
Yeah, it'll say recent contacts in front of you right now.
Hang on. Hold tight.
We're holding on there, Grant.
I know. All I've got is the blue page with someone BTR host one. Grant,
yes.
On your picture.
No, they should be on the right hand, the left hand side, Brenda, where they've got all your contacts and just above it.
No, there's nothing there at all, Mike. That's the trouble. Hang on. Show I am. There's nothing. Show contacts. Got it. Right, so now I've got Mike Spirit.
Don't say any more. Don't say any more.
He's a bit worried he's going to get influx of people.
No, I've lost everything else, but never mind.
Listen, what we'll do is we'll add it on after the show.
Okay.
And we'll continue on. It does
it to be mad. It's so impressive.
So now what do I do? I've got a completely different screen.
That's okay. Brenda, what you need to do is just press accept, and then we can maybe sort out the echo.
There is no exception. I've just got contacts, recent. I've just got a thing down the side, nothing flashing.
Yeah,
oh, I've had contact. Got it.
Yes.
I got you. If you had a contact, if they're on Skype, your calls are free. Enter all the details you know.
Okay. Let me just...
Right, let's do this after the show, I think.
Okay, then.
All right. But listen, this is the thing, see, Brenda, everybody wants to contact you and be in contact with you because you're such an amazing energy.
So now, Grant, I've got to get back to you, so I'm going to put up that. No, that's not got you back. How do I get you back?
Don't worry about it too much, Brenda. I can hear you, so don't worry. I don't want you panicking. Okay.
Me
too. Right. let's go back to the interview because I don't want to lose where I was with the interview here. Now we talked about funny moments, Brenda. But I know where it's taking you, but the listeners don't know where your book is taking you to. And you talked about America and Spain. Can you just fill us in on where you've been, what you've done, who you've worked with out there, and bits and pieces?
Say that again. The majority of my clients are all in America. I have to sign a confidentiality agreement. Likewise in Spain, because I work on the Golden Mile in Marbella. But I don't name drop anyway. I wouldn't do. My own reasons, actually.
Absolutely. I think it's important sometimes, you know, like we say, confidentiality is the most important within our work.
I must say, this goes back to a long, long time when I met a very well-known actress. Would you believe in the ladies' room of Harrods?
Right.
And we were both washing our hands, and we just got to talking, and she's at her. She just said, I wished I knew of some way of contacting my mother. And I said, well, you could always go to a medium. She said, yeah, well, how would I know one to trust? And I just said, well, you have to learn that. Mm-hmm. And one thing she said, but I need to talk to her now. And I thought, oh, dear, what do I do? And I said, would you trust me? She said, well, you don't know me. I said, well, yes, I know who you are. So I said, and I got a piece of paper out of my bag and a pencil. I said, write on there, this is not to be used in any sense or form, you know, in the future. She said, are you a medium? I said, yes, I am. And she said, would you give me a reading? I couldn't say anything until she said those words.
Yeah.
And that's always been the way. Would you give me a reading?
Yeah.
What anyone may say now or in the future, I will never give a reading unless they say those words.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I gave her a reading and she said, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And I did give her the reading and it was lovely.
Uh-huh.
And bless her heart, she knew where I lived. I gave her my address. And she did send me a thank you card.
Oh. It's amazing how we make these connections. And, you know, I've always said that, you know, it was meant to be at that time, obviously, within the connection and her having that reading and her coming into the energy of yourself and you being that medium and giving her that. Do you always find that, Brenda, that it's the most best readings are the ones that are off the cuff or you have worked
with. Absolutely. It doesn't matter whether you're a Hollywood star or someone who lives on a council estate or a trailer park.
Uh-huh.
I don't care.
Yeah,
if they need the help, then I'm there for them.
Absolutely.
The money doesn't come into it.
No.
Money doesn't. I mean, the ones I've done, I mean, with her, she said, how much do I owe you? Because we was in there nearly an hour.
Mm-hmm.
My poor husband wondered where the hell I'd got to.
I'll bet.
Well, no, I lie. He was in the children's department buying all the toys for Christmas. So he lost the time anyway. But as I always say to him, you know, whoever needs me, then I'm there for them. Money doesn't come into it.
Right.
And I think this is where a lot of people, I'm not dissing any medium.
No.
Don't get me wrong. But it's not down to money.
No, this thing, you see, there's many times, I know for myself, that I worked a lot of my years where I didn't charge anything, you know. You know, obviously when you're working full-time with it, it becomes your full-time job, and it is an energy where we have to look after ourselves, obviously. Money is an energy. But I've always been the one that if I felt that somebody needed it at the time, I'd just give it.
That's it. You do. You don't think. I mean, over Christmas, for instance, I said, right, I'm having these days off. Did I? Heck. I've worked on the telephone and one thing or another, and someone has said to me, oh, I'll reimburse you. And I've said, no, you can't.
No.
I haven't logged time, and time doesn't mean nothing on, you know, to me on the phone. If it's a definite booking, and they come to my house, or I go to their house, to their villa or whatever. I go abroad, whatever. There's difference because they know the different, you know, the different circumstances.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if it's a, just a complete meeting, warmth, that's it.
So, within what you've done and the area that we've covered already, what have you got planned? What is coming up for you, Brenda? I mean, where are you planning to go with what more eventually you've got left within working in this field?
Oh, I just don't know. I've planned. I usually go to Spain, Marbella in June. And I go to America in September. And I go to, well, and when I go to Spain, I go through France as well. And I go all over the UK. But I'm fitting in another American trip this year in March.
Wow.
That was not planned.
But
somehow Spirit planned it for me, so I'm going back. And it's, and as I say, people come in flying to the UK. Hi, I'm here. Good for you. Are you free tomorrow? Okay. Please, I always say to them, if you're coming down by car, you stop at Maidstone Station, you transfer to a normal taxi, because I live in a little suburban street and I do not want limousines drawing up at my little tiny front door.
Absolutely.
And I don't want people there looking, thinking, oh my gosh, you know. And although some of them, I've told them, without the makeup on, you wouldn't recognise them anyway. Men maybe, yeah. But we live. I live luckily on a very, very quiet street, so I am lucky in that aspect. Plus, I have a big leisure centre near me where they, if they do come by car, they can park up there and they can walk down to me. But I've got a, I said to my husband, oh, looking at my calendar, apart from the usual ones I'm going to, it looks like a quiet month, you know, quite a good month. Quiet,
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a short piece of music, Brenda. I'm going to continue this interview for about another 10, 15 minutes. And if you would like to join me and do some readings, would you be up for that? Oh, fantastic. What we're going to do, we're going to play a piece of music now, and it goes something like this. This is somebody, this is a song that I think specifically for anybody who feels like they're struggling through life, and it's a bit of an optimism song that I'm going to play now, and it goes a little something like this.
Almost see that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaking, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. The climb. The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember. Oh yeah, just gotta keep going.
He was absent for a little bit. We had ups and downs, but he came back around, and he's doing good. I mean, I'm really impressed with how it's going. But in the midst of it, it's like he just popped up when I was really intrigued. with somebody else. And I don't know which guy to go, you know, follow through with, because I care about them both. And I was wondering, what does Spirit have to say about that?
Well, let's just say, first of all, my sweet, I am a spiritual medium, so I will link with Spirit. Is that okay with you?
Yes, yes.
George in Spirit?
George?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Have you done your family tree?
No.
Ah, well, this is what I usually ask people to do, is to do their family trees to find out just who's up there and who can help them in these sort of matters. Because
okay.
I feel as if you've got a lot of very strong people in Spirit at the moment trying to help you come around you and sort of try to help you make that decision. What you've got to do is sit down and write down the pros and cons, as we say. I mean, this, which one of these, okay, well, this is lady to lady, okay?
Okay.
Which guy do you really trust? Which guy has been there through thick and thin? Which guy really is there for you? Now, it's a very hard decision to make.
Yeah.
And also, I know you've got a change of style. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, and okay, she wants to be with Daddy.
Mhm. That's what makes it so tough. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a very old song, "Long Before Your Time, Sweetie, My Heart Belongs to Daddy." But where does your heart belong?
Right.
Does that answer a few questions?
Yeah.
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 In Spirit, it might not be yours, but I have somebody here, and he's a very strong guy. And he's just, you have somebody in Spirit who passed with a heart condition?
Yes.
Is that your granddaddy or your daddy?
My dad.
Okay. And he's behind you, and he's saying, go with your heart. In other words, not the one that necessarily what somebody else wants, but what you want.
Right.
Where you feel safe. Where, sweetheart, I've been in the same position as you. Trust me. And it's a big decision to make.
It is, yes.
With at the moment, not the father of your child, but the guy you're with, is he offering you security?
Yes.
Is he offering a home for you and the child?
Yes. It's, even though it's a slow start, it is a slow start, understand. It's like with this particular guy that I'm talking to, it's not so much of a, you know, rushing situation. It's like something that I'm not used to, you know. Something that's different, but it's still good. But my daughter's father is like, he's a right here, right now. What's up? I need to know. You know, type of guy. So that's what makes it hard.
I know, but it's so, so hard. Only you can make that decision. But remember, you're making it for your child as well, because things happen along the way. Do you want to break your child's heart?
No.
No, but you might have to. What is your child? Is that 8 years old?
Oh, my child, she's actually 3. Her name's Nalea.
Yeah, okay. But I'm just saying, my child was 2 at the time. It happened to me, sweetheart. It happened to me. And I made the right. I'm not going to tell you which decision I made, but all I can say is I've been with him now for 38 years.
Wonderful.
And I must admit, it takes a lot of doing, but you've got to sit down, as I say. Did he treat you good when you were with him, your husband?
No. That's what makes it so hard. He wasn't good in the beginning, but he's like, you know, an angel now. And that's what makes me skeptical.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I could go right off the rails here. If we were talking privately, I could go right off here because I've been in the same situation. And it's down to you.
Okay.
You've got to really work out. Your dad is there with you. As I say, he's saying the songs. There was no time to say goodbye. Would that make sense to you?
A lot of sense, yes.
You didn't have any saying, I'm sorry I didn't say goodbye to you. But you were there in my thoughts and in my mind. And you're in my heart now. And whatever decision that you make, he will be with you trying, well, he will be there.
Okay.
Have I helped? That's the main thing.
Yes, you did.
The main thing, because Dad is with you, and he said, you're my daughter. You will make the right decision, because you will rule with your heart and mind. You'll put your mind above your heart, especially. I have what in front of me is called your chakra. And I'm going over your heart and your mind is coming out tops.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yes.
That is all I asked for. So I want to say to you a happy new year to me, you darling. And
happy
new year.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you.
Oh, what a fantastic reading. Brenda, you never cease to amaze me, darling, with the energy that comes across from you. Tempress, I hope that's got a lot of that, and I hope you take that all in. We wish you a happy new year, my darling, and God bless you.
Thank you. You do the same.
Oh, no, absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Brenda. That was absolutely amazing. Now, we've got the energy of a lovely man coming through, Kevin, on the line. Kevin, are you there, my friend? Are you there, Kevin?
Hi, Grant.
Hello, Kevin. I'm going to check the energy of one and see where we go. Is there anything specific you want to ask, or do you want me to go into the direct energy of spirit?
Just connect with a loved one for me and just see what kind of a message they have for me, that would be great.
Okay, right. Now I'm tapping in a very, very strong energy of a male figure that steps forward to me. It almost makes me feel like I'm going on your father's side. And I know pretty much within the energy, it feels like a father figure. So is that in spirit, my friend?
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like what I've got here within the energy, Kevin, almost makes me feel that this man's very much over your shoulders, like Brent said with the other lady. He's very close to you at the moment, because I feel like you're going through the energy of stress and a little bit of worry at the moment. Does this make sense?
I've been pretty peaceful. I mean,
okay,
maybe, but what are they?
There's something around the energy of work. He's talking, going around the energy of work. Stand.
Okay.
Yeah, and he says to me that there's a bit of difficulty around the workload. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, but this is what he's not saying as a whole within the energy of life. He just knows that there's a struggle around the workload, and he comes in to say that things will change very much within the next 3 months, okay? So I know we're going into the energy of April this, and I think we're trying to get stuck around the feeling, doing something on your own. Or doing something that makes you feel like it's a practical level. Do you understand?
Okay, I'm sorry, just a little bit of an echo, so I'm sorry. I didn't quite hear that.
There's something here where it makes me feel like he's telling you to do something with your hands, or there's an energy here on a practical level. Do you understand this?
Okay.
That you should be doing this with your skills that you've learned or what you used to do. So he's giving me this feeling like I need to open that skill back up.
Okay.
I got the feeling hear that I'm sending love over here as well to a female to the side. Have you got a sister?
Sister?
Do you have a sister this side?
No.
Okay, has your father got a sister this side?
My father, no. It's all boys.
Okay.
Men.
So he hasn't got a sister on this side. He's got an auntie this side of life.
Yeah, maybe. Sure.
Okay, so he's sending love over to a sister, so I've just got to acknowledge that. He says here that I've got to look at new ways to bring the energy up in you. So I know that whatever the working situation is, has brought you down over the last 6 months. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Right. And he says to me here that this will change and things will be a lot better. Now, are you single at the moment? It feels like you're very alone.
No, I'm married.
Right. Do you feel, the reason why it gives me this feeling, almost makes me feel, need to bring that energy back in again. Does that make sense?
I'm sorry, this is a really bad echo.
Okay, I'm really sorry about this. There's a feeling here that he's trying to give me, that there's a feeling like I need to bring the energy back in around relationship. Not that there's nothing wrong with the relationship, but it feels like there's something where you're downbeat in your energy that makes me feel like I need to look at the energy of the relationship to rebuild something. Do you understand that?
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, my relationship is really good, and I feel, you know, really great where I'm at in life as far as with my wife. So I don't really understand.
Who would be? Who's Jeffrey or Jefferson or Jeff? Do you know that name?
Jeff.
Because I'm being told Jeff. It's been shouted in my ear here by your father.
Okay.
Do you understand who that name is?
Yeah. Okay.
And I know that I've got this connection about where he feels like I'm not taking anything away from your relationship, not at all. I've got a loving relationship. I've got a lovely feel about it. But can you understand where she feels like she wants your partner to uplift your energy?
I don't really. No.
Okay, don't worry about it, because you're going on about it, and it keeps going on about it. And also, I want to give April as a connection to around a birthday time. A celebration,
okay.
Okay, it's an anniversary of some sort, and he's letting me know that it's important this time, okay? He also makes me feel here that within you, you're very much like a chip off the old block. Do you understand this?
Okay.
You're very much like your grandfather. And I also get the feeling here that I've got natural passing with him, and he feels very much with the energy that he passed physically. You understand this?
Okay.
He's coming forward, and he's saying to me here that they're... So he's talking about the dog, and I don't know what he's trying to say with me about the dog, but I don't know if you have the dog or he had the dog, but he's showing me this dog, and it looks to me like I'm looking at like a middle-sized thing. And it's quite fluffy or furry. Do you understand what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah? I feel that this is with him in spirit. And I feel that this is a dog that's passed. Do you understand that?
Right. Okay.
And he's got this dog here. And he's just saying to me, look, things will be better for you on the work front this year. He stands right behind you. And he wants you to be creative and show your creative spell off again, where maybe you hadn't been in that area of work for a little while. Does that make sense?
Okay. Is this something new, or
is there anything you want to ask your grandfather?
Does he see like a move in the future for me?
Well, the feeling is here that I don't get a move without out of state, but I do get the feeling that there's energy here of something that's got to be completed first within the energy of the house or the home where you're living before you move on. Now, I don't know if that's something that you felt that you need to do yourself, but can you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah. Okay.
He says there's something that's got to be completed before the move happens, and I do get a move, but I don't feel it's going to be to the energy of the 2014, where I feel that we need to complete something and feel right in the right place before it goes over to that transitional state. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
So look out for the 2014 for the movement, but I feel that preparation is the key this year within the energy of moving forward and where work comes forward and you can make them changes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
I'll leave his love with you. He's got a lovely energy, and he wants to say to you here, I don't know what that is. I don't know what, how, can you understand why he'd be giving you like a mint? Like, you used to eat a lot of mints.
Mint, okay.
Right, because he's giving you a mint here, but it might be something that he used to do when you was a kid, that he'd offer you some mints. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's giving you that here, and that's something just within the memory here of something that you used to do, just to let you know and validate it's him. I don't know who Joe is, John, but I know that I've got the J-O name here, and I feel like I'm trying to give out the name John as well. Does that make sense?
Okay, John, okay.
Yeah, but I'm going to leave his love with you. I hope that's helped you, but listen, I've got to say to you, things are going to move forward for you, especially work this year. The house move comes in next year.
Okay, well, thank you, Grant.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. And I had to with you.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Oh, bless you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. There you go. The lovely Kevin. Oh, what a lovely connection. I just want to look at and reflect on a little bit back with Brenda. Brenda, you know, we connect directing with spirit energy there. We're connecting on the mediumship. And the mediumship always does come first, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it comes first.
Because I've always said, when it comes to love, relationship, mouths, moves, and bits and pieces, that their guidance is only guidance. And within ourselves, we have to do things to make that happen. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, quite, yes, but we must connect with spirit.
That's
my thing. We are not fortune tellers. And we can guide them and say what spirit are saying and help them. But we can only look into the future with spirit's help.
Absolutely. Because I've had this conversation with a lot of people recently as well, actually, about the energy of love, relationship readings and career moves and bits and pieces. But the thing is, you know, we have free will. And spirit can only guide us within the energy. We have a choice that we have to do here on the earth plane. That we can turn our life on a change of a dime. Doesn't mean to say that them opportunities don't come forward. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, some people are looking for answers into things that we cannot predict. It was all down to their own sort of their own pathway into life. And it is not, and it's not us to say which pathway they should take.
Yeah, this is it. Because at the end of the day, you know, free will is a big thing. We have that choice in life. Like I think people seem to forget that spirit are just in another realm, in a different energy zone than where we are. They're no different to what we do. Yes, they have the energy to look forward within life, but we have the opportunities of stuff coming in. But at the end of the day, we have a choice. They can't conflict with free will.
Absolutely. It's like my reading before.
Yeah.
Her
yeah.
father was there with so much love for her, but he had to say it's down to her to choose which way she went.
She's
got to choose either a heart or a head, and her head was coming out stronger.
That's right.
And as I'd been through the same situation, and I had to say to her, I couldn't tell her what to do. I just said what Dad was saying, and I didn't get his name, but I got the condition that he passed with, and there was no time to say goodbye, you know, that she wasn't there when he passed, but he was with her now and trying to guide her into making the right decision for the right reason, not for the reason because, the child was 3 years old.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
child was 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know which decision I took. And boy, did I make the right decision.
Yeah. I think it's important to remember when people are developing as to be a medium or go down these lines, I think it's always to remember that when we give a reading, we give it from our heart and not our head. And this is something that people have trouble with in the transition through their development. And that's always what I said with you. You've got to believe and you've got to give from the heart as well. You've got to believe from the heart, bits and pieces. Is that something you tell a lot of people, Brenda?
Well, exactly, because weirdly enough, only a couple of years old, years ago, I was told by my guides to get these crystals of the chakra.
Uh-huh.
And you're working from the basal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're working right up to the head.
Yes.
And you go through one of them with a pendulum, and it stops at each one. You guide them through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that one tells you what's happening in that person's life at the time, and what's happening now, what's happening, what's going to happen. And then I stop and I say, right, let's get back to basics.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I've got people through and this sort of thing. I like, in how I trained, you get your proof, you get your evidence, you get your message.
Absolutely.
And that is what it's all basically down to. And I still use that method. And that method came through today with that first reading.
Uh-huh.
Her dad was still there for her.
That's it. I think this is what we tend to forget, that our loved ones are there.
Yes.
They are remembered. They are giving that support from the other energy of this other dimension. I don't like to say the spirit world as such. I just like to say another dimension, because they're in an area that we can't see, smell or taste, unless we're, or touch or feel. Because we're in a completely different energy zone. We are sensitive enough to pick it up. We're going to go to a piece of music, then we can continue back-to-back with some more readings, Brenda. What I'm going to say to you, just quickly, we're having a few technical problems with a bit of echo, so we do apologise to our viewers. What we're going to do, Brenda, when we don't do the readings, what I'll do is I'll mute my microphone when you're reading, and if you mute your microphone while I'm reading, it will stop that echo, I think.
Yeah, Grant, I'm on a different thing here, so a different page together it came up since Mike came on. So I'm going to go off and come back on. Is that okay?
That's fantastic. What we'll do is we'll play some music and Mike will sort that out for you in the process.
Okay, fine.
Okay, guys, we've got a lovely piece of music coming up now. This is dedicated to my partner. We did get engaged for Christmas. And this song means a lot for me going out to her. I know you're going to love it. It's by the lovely Savage Gardner. And it goes something like this.
Some things you just don't question. Like, can you write?
Hi.
Hi, Brenda. Have we got Grant, you know?
Hello there. Right, okay, let me continue with the show. That was a lovely Savage Garden. That was dedicated to the lovely Mel, who's been my supporter. We got engaged at Christmas, and I've just got to say that was going out to her. She's been supporting me this year and done a lot of stuff with me this year, so it's been absolutely fantastic. So I take my hat off to Mel, and so that was dedicated to her. Anyway, where was we? Mike, you're there on the line. I know we've got Mike Davis here as well, and we've also got the lovely Brenda Cottenham back, guys, so don't panic. We're all lined up and we're all ready to go. Okay. Right, so what we're going to do is we're going to go back-to-back with some more readings. Now, I don't know where we are because we've got a different production team here now. Mike, do we know who's elect on the line?
Yeah, we have Jill on, Grant.
Okay, we got the lovely Jill on the line. Jill, are you there? Hello? Jill, are you there? We might have lost Jill.
We may have. Have you worked with Dolphin yet?
Dolphin? Who's that?
No, okay, let's try and bring Dolphin in.
Okay, let's bring Dolphin in. Dolphin, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, Dolphin. How are you, darling? Happy New Year.
I'm fine. Happy New Year to you, too.
Oh, bless you. Sorry for a little bit of technical problems. We seem to have this a couple of times. I don't know why it is, but we're back there now. Don't panic. We're there. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand you over to the lovely Brenda, okay? And Brenda's going to tap into the energy for you and see what she gets for you. Brenda, it's over to you, my darling.
Hi there, Delphine.
Hello,
how are you? I'm fine. Happy New Year to you, too.
Happy New Year to you.
Hi, Delphine. I feel around you at the moment there's a lot of uncertainty and a feeling of loss as well. Am I right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What?
I feel that there's a loss around you and a feeling of uncertainty.
A little bit.
Yeah. Has there been a loss in your family within the last 3 years?
3 years.
Yeah. Okay. Let me put this. When we say a loss, you probably call it a death or dead. Somebody has died on over. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And I feel this is a woman's presence around you. Would I be right? There's a lady gone to press. There's a lady gone to spirit.
Well, there's been so many.
Yeah, okay, my love. Okay, let's get the reason why you're calling this program tonight, okay?
Okay.
You're in a lost. Going around and around like a carousel, and you can't find a button to push. I want to get off. Is that right?
That's true.
Yeah, and you want somebody back there that you wished oh so much was there that you could talk to again.
That's true too.
Yeah, is this a lady?
It's a guy.
Well, I've got a lady as well here that goes back a couple of generations, and I'm talking about your grandma.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's my grandma.
Yeah. But the guy that you want there is also, am I looking at somebody that passed or... When we say pass, went to the other side very suddenly.
Yeah.
Yeah? And you're missing... you're missing... Who's Cain?
That's my cousin.
Cain? Yeah, he's your cousin, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just want to talk to... Did he die unnaturally?
Yes.
And I thought a sudden impact. Does that make sense?
You're absolutely right. It's a car accident.
Yeah. And I feel wham, bang, he was gone. And he couldn't talk to nobody. And, but hey, he's here still, sweetheart. He's with you now, trying to help you, as all the other people are, trying to sort out your problems, because you've got a lot, haven't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Is it 3 children that you have?
No, I only have one.
Sweetheart, have you got 2 in spirit that didn't touch the earth? In other words, a miscarriage? There are 2 children around you. Why am I getting 2 children around you in spirit that didn't touch the earth? They don't have to be yours. They can be a sister's or even your mum's.
No, that I wouldn't know because I only have one.
You only have one?
That's here.
Yeah.
No, one kid. I only have one child. She's here, though.
Yes, I know, sweetheart. What I'm saying is there are spirit often, when they have babies in spirit, they still stay around you, whether they be your mother's children or even your sister's or brother's children. That didn't touch the earth. Okay, I'll move on from that while you have a think about that, okay?
Okay.
But I feel as if right now you need a guide to what's happening. You're not in a very good place right now, are you?
I'm okay. I didn't say I'm,
okay.
You're right. I'm not.
A lot of problems right now of what's going to happen next.
That's
true. Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen next? You're in a relationship?
No, I'm not. But I met this guy that I just reconnected, but I don't.
You're not sure. Yeah.
Right, right.
You're not sure which way it's going to go.
Right.
All I need to say to you is you've got your child to think about naturally. Is he the right one for you? And also, can you trust him? Am I right?
Right, that's right. True.
Because you had one hell of a relationship before.
That's true.
Oh, yes. As I say, I'm the expert on this one. Sweetheart.
Do you see the right one coming my way?
Sorry?
Do you see the right coming?
Is he Mr. Right? Whoa.
No, do you see Mr. Right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
This year?
This year. Uh-huh. Yeah, 2013. Never mind 2012. We was all supposed to blow up and go into oblivion, but we didn't, did we? So 2013. But honey, I'll tell you this. You have to make your own decisions and you listen to him. I feel things are good around you now. You've had your time. You've had your time of horrible things going on in your life, and you've been there, girl, haven't you?
Yes,
Yeah, you've been there, and as one girl to another, I know what it's like. So just look at this guy, how he's behaving now, and ask him the questions that you want to ask, because there's a lot of questions, aren't there?
Yes, there are. So you say in 2013, I am going to find my Mr. Right.
Because it's down to you, my love. It's down to you. He's there on the horizon. Well, actually, he's more than the horizon. He's in the let's just say a few hours above dawn. And you, I think you've met him already, haven't you?
No.
Sure?
Unless he's somebody from my past, I don't...
I think he might not be from past. I think he might be somebody who's already around you in your, this, what we call your periphery. He's around there. He's not too far away. And you won't.
You know when,
do I
you know when we're going to meet?
Or? All I can say is this. I'm not a fortune teller, but I feel you know him. But you're blocking him. Does that make sense? You've got this thing of, you've got to protect your child. And you're not, you're frightened of letting anybody in. And you're putting up a barrier, sweetheart. It's so easy to do, isn't it? Come on,
yeah,
give me.
Yeah.
Been there, seen it, done it. And you put this barrier up with spirit are telling me, come on, girl, just relax. Do you have connections with the Caribbean?
No.
That's a shame, because I've got Bob Marley singing here, hey, you know. All the old songs that he used to sing, relax. Just relax, love.
Oh,
just relax. And put your guard down a little bit, because you've got your guard up, haven't you?
Yes, I'm trying to work on that.
You've got to work harder, my darling. You've got to work a lot harder, because there's somebody there that is trying to get through your guard and you're not letting them. Why am I seeing books all around you? Do you work at a school or something?
Well, I have books that I collected from when I was in school.
Yeah. Well, look to there. And that's where you'll find him.
Oh, wow.
Is there any questions you want to ask me? And I'll ask.
What about career? Career, what do you see me for? Because I'm thinking about going for LPN.
Uh-huh. Go for it, girl. What's stopping you? You've got the knowledge.
Right. I just want to know if I'm going the right path. I don't want to.
How do you feel about it? Do you want to do it?
I want to do it. I mean, I've been told I'm a healer. So,
well,
I like people.
Go for it. Do what you want to do, not what others say or what others feel. You do what you want to do. Spirit will guide you. Don't ever underestimate spirit. They will guide you in what you've got to do. And you will get there.
Okay.
So is that okay? Have I helped you?
Yeah, that helped me a lot. Thank you.
Okay, my darling, well, you go on and you get there, and when you meet Mr. Marite, invite me to the wedding.
Okay.
I will say good night. God bless to you, my love.
All right, thank you.
That was actually fantastic. Well done, Brenda. A lovely reading, my darling. And I know that lovely lady got a lot from that. Oh, bless your heart. And we wish you a lovely, happy new year, my darling. And remember everything that Brenda said. You can get a copy of that reading if you go back to Blog Talk Radio and listen back to the show, okay? No, but it was actually fantastic, Brenda. Well done. Brenda, what I'm going to ask you to do is, could you mute your microphone until we come in for the next reading? We're getting a little bit of echo back, my darling. Okay, and then what I'll do is then unmute it when I call the next caller in. Is that okay, darling? Okay, darling, fantastic. Right, we've got the lovely Laurie on the line. Laurie, are you there, my darling? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello, Laurie. What part of the states are we calling from, darling?
California.
Oh, the Sunshine Coast, hey? I'm feeling jealous now. And what's the weather like out there?
Kind of cold a little bit today.
Is it? But yeah, but the scenery makes it feel uplifting and warm, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, how can I help you this evening, darling? Do you want me to go naturally into the energy and see what we pick up?
Yeah, and a little bit of love life. Good touch on
okay.
It. Okay,
that's
so
fantastic.
Much,
as long as I've got a guide to at least ask spirit where I want to take this, okay? Okay, as I know as I come into the energy here, I've got a lady here that comes very, very close to me, but I do feel there's a woman here that may not be connected close within family, but you would understand that she would have come or passed before her time. Do you understand this?
Maybe.
Right, there's a feeling here that I get almost feeling like a drained energy within the feeling of her energy. I know that she was taken down very quickly within her energy. It makes me feel like there might have been a cancer condition. Do you understand that?
My mom.
Okay, she has dark hair. Do you understand this?
Yes, I think
yeah?
I do.
Okay, my darling, that's fine. But she comes in almost feeling like a friend more than a mother. Do you understand the reason why that would be?
Yeah, probably because she passed when I was 13. She was 39.
Right, okay. That would make total sense because she gives me the feeling, right, she comes in wanting to be more of a friend than mum. But I got this closeness, do you understand?
Yeah.
And I feel that when I look at her, I've got a wave or a kink in her hair. Do you understand this?
Yeah, she had waving
She hair. Stands right next to me, my darling. I know within the energy here that she would have been quite, you know, quite a bigger build or fuller build. But I know that she lost a lot of weight towards the end of her life. Does this make sense to you?
Well, yeah, when she died, she was real sweet.
Absolutely. Bless her heart. Okay, she comes through with a lot of love here. And I know that she sends love over to three of you on this side. Now, I don't know if this is including your father and two children, but I know that it's three that she's sending love over to. Do you understand this?
Me and my two boys.
That would make total sense. I just know that she's sending love over to the three of you. She almost makes me feel here as well that at the moment, and I don't know what the sixth connection is or what the sixth connection is, but I've got a sixth connection.
A sixth?
So either there's a June link or there's a sixth of a month link. Do you understand this?
She was born in June.
Fantastic, as long as you understand what I mean within the connection of the birthday month. And I know that within the energy here, that you've had it really, really hard where relationships concerned on the energy of where you are with your children. And I know that I go back over a 3-year period where I think things changed around the energy of that. Do you understand this?
Yeah,
did things start to go wrong at that in that 3 years ago?
3 years' time? Well, they grew up. They're on their own right now. Well, there.
Right. What happened? I'll just stop you for a minute because I've got to go with this before I lose the energy of what she's trying to give me. 3 years ago, within the relationship, do you understand where there was a turnaround where he was in a relationship or something come away?
I was with a friend for 3 years that we kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna repeat what she's saying in my ear here, bless her, because she's not letting go of what she's trying to say. 3 years ago, there was a massive change within the energy of. A relationship, or there was a feeling like there was a pull away within a relationship. Does that make sense?
Possibly.
Okay, as long as you can think back, just think back about it, and don't worry about it. As long as you, because it's not easy to remember straight away. But she does come. What she does. Okay, you need to believe in yourself again. Do you understand what I mean? Before love comes forward, does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay, because you feel like you've lost the sense of energy within inside the person that you are, and you've got a lovely soul. I've got a beautiful energy from you. And, you know, not only are you a good mum, okay, you've had to cope with a lot of things on your own. And your mum said you haven't been alone. She's been right beside you, okay? She's been there all the way. And she says to me here that she wishes that she had had that more energy to be able to be close to help you out on the earth plane. She's bringing the energy of a man forward for you here. And I know that the energy of this man will come forward around the end of the summertime. But like I say, with the energy of what comes forward and what's given to us, there will be a choice, my darling. It's not like I say that he will come in and that's it. But I do feel there's a good energy here. And I feel that there'll be an acceptance within you that you need to know and find out about yourself before this connection's made fully. And what she means by that, my darling, is you've got to be in the right place for you when this guy comes in. Now, I am picking up on an ST name, and I feel like I want to say the name Stephen for what she's trying to tell me here, or Steve, or Stevie, where I feel like I want to bring this guy's energy forward to you, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, the feeling is with him is there's a feeling of okay, she's laughing because she makes me feel like there's a feeling here that he's one of these guys that likes extreme sports. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Extreme what?
Extreme sports. He likes to take the energy of challenge. You know, like hang gliding or power sending or crazy jumping or, you know, like all them stupid things where you like to take a risk on life. Do you understand what I mean by that?
It could be possible.
Okay, look forward for it. You're not going to know about it now, but she's showing me this guy that will bring this energy forward for you. But let's get to the heart of the matter here. Within the energy within inside yourself, and this is no disrespect she's saying here, this is something that within love, she said, you've never found it. You found it very hard, or you've never found it somewhere where it placed not right. And this could be to do with the energy of where mum come away, and you felt it very difficult. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Possible. Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't just like anybody. Yeah.
No. What she's saying here is that you find it hard to connect, and even sometimes there's a little bit of an emptiness there. And that's quite understandable, darling, if you lost your mum at 13. Where she gives me the feeling here that it's been very hard for you to connect on a level where you felt complete within the relationship. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Bless your heart. But she says to me, you will find that. You will be happy and you will get that energy. Now, the thing is, and this is what something else that she's trying to give me. You know your boy's father?
Yes.
Now, why do I feel like she's telling me he needs to kick up the backside?
My boy's father?
Yeah.
They're both on the other side.
Right, okay. I'm going to still say this. Why does it feel like he needs to kick up the backside?
Which one?
Was there an energy there where he didn't give you any support with something?
I didn't have support with either one, actually.
No. And this is the feeling that she was giving me, my darling. This is the feeling that she wanted to say. So I feel that, you know, even though I'm only picking up on your mother's energy here, I'm going to say that, you know, she has the energy of family behind her. Even though the boys haven't come forward, I know with her that she has them with her. I feel that mum's very much the energy that's always going to be close by you. Even though your other children and other family over on the other side will come forward. Now, who's the Gemini?
My mother.
Okay, because she's letting me know and validating that's her, okay? And she's also letting me know here that within the energy of where you are and where you sit right now, I feel like I want to look across to the left of the room and there's something in memory of mum. Do you understand this? Either be a picture or there's something close by you to the left-hand side of you, and that's where I'm feeling I'm drawn to the energy of where she's looking.
Yeah, it's a picture of my dad's farm.
Fantastic, because I know it draws the energy back of them times, of times when it would be very, very much the energy of closeness around the energy of where mum would be. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. She says to me here that she's looking after everybody over on the other side as much as she looks after the people here on the earth plane like yourself, okay? She says to me here also that, you know, she's a trooper. She was somebody that always put everybody first. Do you understand this about your mum?
Yes.
She wants to also say to you here that there is either a watch or a bracelet. I can't quite see what she's trying to show me here. But can you understand where either the watch or the bracelet, and it looks like it's like it looks silver in colour. Do you understand what this is?
She had one that I remember had a mustard seed on it.
Fantastic. As long as you understand, she's just showing this, and I don't know what this means. And I think that what she also says to me here, and she's showing me now the face of a clock on this watch. So I know it's a watch. And I know that what she's showing me here is that I'm just past 3 o'clock. Now, I don't know if it's in the afternoon or in the evening, because it's not a digital. Do you understand what I mean? But can you understand where that relates to the energy of something like a passing or a funeral or something that's important?
Right now, no, I don't know.
Okay, I'm looking around about 25 past 3, and I don't know what it is, but can you take that away and remember it?
Maybe the time that I found out she passed. I was in school or something.
Oh, bless your heart. Listen, my darling, you know, I just want to let you know that your mum is very much around you. She wants you to know that she's looking after everything on the other side. Love will come forward for you this year, but at the moment, we need to find ourselves. Does this make sense?
Yeah, pretty much.
Listen, I'll leave her love with you. One more thing also. Have you got a brother?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
You need to connect with him more. Does that make sense to you?
I won't. He took everything when my dad died.
Okay, but this is why your mum says that you need to put that energy out, okay? You need to be thinking. You need to be thinking, and you'll get that back. Now, if you don't think, now what happens is within the process, we're just a telephone call, okay? So if you ever have a reading, okay, then think of that person to bring that love back in. Does that make sense?
Well, me and my brother never got along. And then when my dad died, my father left the property and everything, co-owner, right, co-executors, and he got everything.
Can I just say this to you? Your brother loves you. And even though whatever happened here on the earth plane, I just want to let you know that even though, can you let that go? And if you can't do that for yourself, can you do that for mum?
I stay away from him. He's trouble.
I know, but can you do that? Can you just acknowledge, or you don't have to be, you know, deeply connected within the energy of him, but can you do it for mum?
I could pray for him, maybe. I can't promise.
Then if that's what you need to do, then please do that for her, she says. Mm. All right? Also, there's something very important of an anniversary coming up this year, and it's September. It's around September. Do you understand what that might be? It's something around the energy of it, okay? So to go away, don't worry about it. Remember September. I'll leave mum's love with you, okay? I wish you all the best, my darling, but remember, they are near, and mum's very near.
Oh, thank you so much, Grant.
And she not only, remember these words, she's not only your mum, she's your best friend, and she's still your best friend in spirit.
Thank you.
Bless your heart, I'll leave her love with you.
Aww. Okay, thank you.
Do you know what? That is what I'm saying, guys, about spirit and the way that they connect. And I love the energy when they come forward and they still bring that sense of energy, that enthusiasm to put back in our lives. Okay, now, I think we've got Lisa next on the line. Lisa, are you there?
Yes, hello, I'm here.
Hello, Lisa. Whereabouts are you calling from, my darling?
I'm in Florida.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, now what I'm going to do, I'm going to mute my microphone and let the lovely Brenda Cotton pick up on the energy of spirit. If you want to ask her any questions, then she will ask spirit around the situation. But I'm going to pass you over to her now. So I'm going to mute, and I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Brenda.
Okay,
hi,
great.
Hi,
hello, lovely Brenda.
Oh, I don't know about lovely, darling. Right then. Okay. Let's just, as I say, I work with crystals, and I work with those who have passed to try and get a little bit of insight into what you need and to help you. Would that make sense?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Because you've got a lot of questions, but you need healing, am I right?
Healing would be great.
Yeah, because you're still hanging on to the past, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Somebody has passed over, and you, I don't know whether America have got the film or the musical Phantom of the Opera over there, but in it there's a song which is Wishing You Were Here Again. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
and this is somebody. Is this your father in spirit?
No.
It's a man in spirit. Definitely a man in spirit, a very strong man, but on the same way, he's got his arm around a lady. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And I'm feeling like granddaddy and mummy.
Okay.
Okay.
Would that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And there's been a time recently that you wish mum was there because, oh boy, do you need to ask her some questions and you need her help. Am I right?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, if I say mum passed and it was almost a blessing that she went, would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Am I looking at cancerous condition here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I feel that the last 4 days she was in and out of consciousness and you weren't sure whether she could hear you or not.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yes, I think that is a yes.
Yeah, well, honey, she could hear every word she says. And baby, she loves you too.
Thank you.
And she says, don't worry, I'll be here for all that you need of me. I'm not going anywhere until you're sorted out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because there's so much going on around you. And I feel that there's so many decisions that you've got to make at the moment. Okay?
Yeah.
And you just don't know who to turn to. Has this been a recent passing?
Yes.
You've not had a very good Christmas, have you?
Yeah.
You haven't? Yes or no?
Yes.
You had a good Christmas?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. But Mum says there are a few things missing, and you found yourself off in the other room thinking, oh boy, wish Mum was here.
Yeah.
That's what she's saying. There's a part missing. Now then, I also feel that there's a lot of changes coming up about you. There's a lot of things. I don't know. I cannot professionally say that you're going to move, but is that in your mind?
Yeah, it is in my mind.
I cannot say, yes, you're going to move, you see, professionally, but I do feel that there are things going on that will, which is a big word for me, precipitate that, in other words, put it into action, because you need to. Would that make sense?
Yes, eventually I will be moving.
Good. Mm-hmm. But Mum says, pick where you're going from your head, not your heart. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Good. Now, she's also saying you're very, very worried about a child at the moment.
No.
You don't have any children?
No, I don't.
There's a child around you that is acting up. Would that make sense? It might not be yours. It may be a sister's or a brother's.
Maybe my sister's kid.
Yeah. She said you've got to stop worrying about them and concentrate on yourself.
Okay.
And also, I don't know why, but I see job opportunities opening up. Would that make sense to you? You're looking for a new you're looking for a whole new life.
I just applied for a job, and she pulled an interview for me for like 3 times, and then she didn't bother to do it. So I should be getting the job soon. I just haven't had the time to do the interview with her because she keeps forgetting about the interview.
Go somewhere else.
But it'll happen. I'm not too upset about it because I have other work.
Yeah. You're good, lovey. Mum says you're very good at what you do. You're good with people. And your job is around people. You have to deal with people. Yeah?
Yes.
Because you are a people, what we call in England, a people person. So that's where your expertise lies. So go for that. Never mind this other person. Just go for this other one. Just go for it. And you will be rewarded. I'm looking at your left hand at the moment, and I'm looking at your ring finger, and I see that there's not a ring on there that should be there. Would that make sense?
Well, I'm not married, that's correct.
Yeah, but you are close to it.
I had a boyfriend that was I was serious about in the past. We had a lot of, he had a problem with heroin, so I skipped that one. The woman.
And she's just saying it's a good thing that ring finger is empty.
Yeah, because
that would not have been the right move. She's saying
yeah, the drug. That was horrible.
She said you are so strong, and she's so proud of you. Why am I getting September as an anniversary? It could be a wedding. It could be a passing. It could even be a birthday.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Because it's coming.
I don't know. I'm not identifying that month, but I will write it down.
Also, I'm seeing, I don't know why, but I'm seeing the Caribbean for some reason.
Beautiful.
I know, so, yeah, I'm going to go there, honey.
Yeah, let's all go, everybody in the chat room, you, me, all the listeners. Let's have a group trip.
Go there for a party, honey. Because right now you need spirits lifting. You need that breakaway, as they say. Would that be right? As we say in England, off with the old, in with the new. And this is
you now.
And this is going to be you now. This is your year. You're going to break away. And what I do when I'm doing a reading is I go over these stones in front of me with a pendulum. And for some reason, it is going absolutely mad over your what's called your solar plexus. That's your gut instinct. Why am I getting, you're being stabbed in the back? Would that make sense to you? Do you understand that saying? Someone's
talking.
Yeah,
my sister.
Yeah.
My sister's a backstabber.
Yeah. Well, take no notice of her. She's doing it through jealousy, pure jealousy. So get on there, girl, and move on. Move out.
Oh, I just ignore her.
Yeah, good for you. And you do your life. Because I feel as if she's... I'm seeing chains. Would that make sense with her? As if she's chained down with what she is at the moment. Whereas you can move on.
See, her, she doesn't have as much money as she used to have. And there's a situation with my inheritance.
Yeah.
Where she tried to stab me in the back a lot. And I know about it. I know more than she thinks I
do. Oh, so she's, absolutely.
She's becoming more and more desperate for money right now.
Yeah. And she's trying all the sob stories she can why she's stabbing you in the back.
Guys, guys, can I? Sorry to break up this because this is a fantastic room. We are running out a bit of time. We've got about 6 minutes left of the show. Guys, I really don't like to break up because this is a fantastic reading. Brenda, I'm just going to quickly ask you just to quickly round that up for about the next 30 seconds and just finish that off. I hate to cut in on a reading, but you're doing so well. It's such a beautiful reading. I hate to break up the party, but we're running out of time. Brenda, fantastic. Just carry on, darling, and go with it.
Okay, will do. Are you still there, sweetheart?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, then all I can predict for you for this year is you go for it, girl, because it's in your reach. Is that what you wanted?
Okay. Is the gentleman going to give me a quick reading, or?
I'm not sure.
Oh, bless your heart, darling. I really haven't got the time because I've got a piece of music.
Can I ask you just one quick question?
Very quickly, go for it.
Okay, I wanted to know, I'm dating a guy right now, and I wanted to know if you think this is going to lead to a commitment.
Right, I've got to be truthful with you, darling, because I always speak the truth from spirit here, but I actually got to say to you that what you know already within the energy, can you see where there's signs of commitment and failure already?
Yes.
Right, go on that notion, and I'm going to be truthful with you from the heart here, that I don't feel he's the right one for you, okay?
Okay.
I didn't want to give you that, but I had to speak from the gut. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I think it does.
Okay, well, listen, come back in, have another reading with one of our other hosts, and they'll be able to get more on that, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, bless your heart. We wish you all the best. Now, I had to cut it short, guys, because, you know, I want to speak about Brenda quickly. Brenda, how can people get through to you? I don't want to miss out on letting people know how they can contact you.
Well, all they need to do is put on to Google, just Google my name.
Fantastic. Brenda Cottingham. Now, that's CoTTingham. Okay, guys, so that's Brenda Cottingham. Okay, that's CoTTingham. Go through, Google her. I'm sure you're going to find pages and pages and pages on Brenda. She's an amazing energy. Brenda, I thank you once again for coming on the show.
It's been a pleasure, Grant.
You're an amazing energy, you know, and I want to have you back on at some point. I really do.
Well, Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
Well, stay behind at the end of the show. I want to have a little chat with you, and don't run away yet. Guys, we've got a lovely piece of music coming up. We're going to play some music now. There's the ad for this coming podcast, and catch you next week. And guys, it's been absolutely connecting with you. And also remember, and this is what I always say at every end of every show, you're not alone. Remember that. Here goes a lovely piece of music, and it goes something like this. And I know you'll be jumping around the room with this one. And it goes something like this.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hands.
Yeah.
Listening to Above and Beyond with celebrity medium Grant Collier. Join him again next Friday, where he will be bringing through and connecting with spirit here live on Mike Spirit FM. Until then, have a blessed week, and remember, you're not alone. If you Google Grant Collier, his website will come up number one. It's www.grantcollier.co.uk.